This is Lewis Rogers, and welcome to The Real Estate Show, sponsored by Capital Square Realty Advisors. As you know, Capital Square is a sponsor company. Capital Square sponsors Delaware Statutory Trust, or DST, programs for Section 1031 exchange investors. I was just looking at the recent offering, and Capital Square has sponsored 107 DST programs. Wow. What a great world. It's been a wonderful market. And today, it's my pleasure to welcome a friend and colleague, John Harvey of Cornerstone Real Estate Investment Services. John, welcome to the radio show.
Thank you, Lewis. Oh, it's so great to be here. It's a glorious morning, and I couldn't think of a better way to spend it but to be with you and talk about DSTs.
Thank you very much, John. For the WRVA radio audience, please describe your background. I see you have a master's of business taxation and a bachelor's in accounting from a really good school out west. Tell us about your background.
After graduating from USC with a bachelor's in accounting, I got my CPA at Ernst & Young.
I've worked with John Harvey and his team at Cornerstone for decades in connection with 1031 exchanges. I was thinking we go back to the early days of fractionalized Section 1031 exchange programs. Your team at Cornerstone is extremely experienced. Not only do you have a master's of business taxation and a CPA and all sorts of other things, but Tronigan Gall and Dave Kangas in the California office are very experienced in this market. They know their real estate and their 1031 and the DSTs like almost nobody else.
Yes, they are. This have become experts in the industry. Between them, I think between all of us, we have over 50 years experience.
Well, that's a long time. Johnny Carson, huh?
Yes.
And so understand he didn't sell the rights. He retained the rights to his shows.
He did. He was smart in that way.
And you did tax returns.
Yes.
Johnny Carson, I can't get over that.
Here's Johnny.
I don't know how I missed that one. Gosh, how much tax deferral was there? There was so much tax deferral that he could pay his alimony.
That's a great one, Lewis.
We'll get back to Cornerstone because your firm is unique among financial advisors. What makes you unique?
Well, I think it's our depth of tax knowledge. We are really good at structuring the 1031, both coming into the DST investment and coming out of it, as well as helping to shelter the cash flow along the way, year by year, during the hold period from federal and state income tax, both with your carryover basis as well as additional basis, from any additional debt you might assume, even on a non-recourse basis. So I think it's our tax knowledge, Lewis, that really sets us apart. And also, we care. We have a really...
You're good people.
We have a culture of people who really care about our clients. We really want to do the right thing. We want to see them thrive. We want to place them in properties and with sponsors like Capital Square that will help them to grow their portfolio, protect their principal and their capital, and enjoy those cash flows year in and year out.
You're known as a registered rep, and that's a technical term. For the benefit of the radio audience, what the heck is a registered rep?
Yeah, so registered rep is basically a general securities representative. In order to get that license, you have to pass a FINRA Series 7, which basically covers every type of security you can imagine, everything from stocks and bonds to puts and calls and different kinds of options and government bond issues and just about everything under the sun. So when you pass that exam, you basically know the securities industry, Wall Street, the NASDAQ, market makers, the whole thing. But what we do with the DSTs and the private placements is just a very sliver of all that knowledge, which are under the direct participation programs. So it's a great license to have. It really opens your eyes to all types of different investments. But we focus in on the fractional ownership under the DSTs.
So you're representing investors structuring 1031 exchanges. That's a unique role. Please describe your role and how you help investors not only complete the tax deferral, but establish, their holdings for long-term growth and income and growth.
Yes. So we like at Cornerstone to diversify when we can. You know, diversification is a hedge against risk. And what is just amazing about the DST properties is not only do you get these just world-class assets, I mean, you know, just this best of class, A class, you know, multifamily with all the bells and whistles, the dog parks and the gyms and the business centers and, oh, just gorgeous, gorgeous properties. Usually, you know, new construction, you know, usually 95% plus occupied. I mean, it's just, we're just floored, you know, by the type of properties we get to offer our clients. But not only that, but we get to diversify because the minimums are as low as $100,000 if you're doing a 1031, and if you're doing a direct investment, $25,000. So we just love you know, working with the clients to build a diversified portfolio over different possibly asset class as well as geographic location, it's amazing that you can do that. You know, if you were trying to do the due diligence on multiple properties, you know, with only your 45-day ID period, you know, thinking about it, it would be impossible getting the appraisals, the loans, commitments, the environmental studies, the you know, the condition reports. It would just be so expensive and so time consuming. There's no way you could do it. But with the DSTs, you can take that PPM, that full disclosure document, and just put them side by side. And there's no cost to you, and you can compare and contrast multiple deals and select the best ones to fit your needs and are most suitable to you.
And the properties have already been acquired, so you take the risk of playing the market out of the equation.
Exactly.
And you can go into the Dropbox and see all the due diligence, the title, the survey, the environmental, the you name it, the roof report, if you
want. Yes. You know, Lewis, many of our clients, when we talk to them about DSTs, and they see the type of properties that they can access. I mean, otherwise they would never be able to access these kind of properties. And we're talking properties that are worth, you know, $100 to $150 million. I mean, even if you had $10 million, you wouldn't be able to access these type of institutional quality properties. And when they learn about the diversification, when they learn about the tax aspects, the tax deferral, and the tax shelter on the cash flow, invariably they'll come back to us and say, why have I not heard about this before? And we're talking sometimes, you know, serious attorneys and real estate people. And that's why we wrote our book, Modern Real Estate Investing. It's yes. Modern Real Estate Investing, the Delaware Statutory Trust. It's 327 pages. Lewis, you contributed here, especially with history of the industry. We cover the history of the industry. You know, we get into the details about how to choose a property, how to choose a sponsor, how to analyze the PPM. That's available on Barnes & Noble. It's available on Amazon, wherever books are sold. But if you come to our website, which is dstrealestate.com, and type in the promo code Rogers, that's R-O-G-E-R-S, that's R-O-G-E-R-S, you will get one for free.
Oh, that's great. I have one on my shelf I could loan somebody, but they can get their own. This is amazing. You're not an overnight sensation. You've been doing this for decades, right?
Yes, that's right. Decades. And just that website again is dstrealestate.com. And you know, Lewis, we've got this chapter, you know, on the DST structure and its history. And I mean, it's, you know, you'll get a kick out of this. I was at a function the other day and I met Kenneth Starr.
Starr?
Ken Starr from the old
from the
Clinton and Lewinsky days.
Oh my.
Of course, yes. I mean, he had some amazing Supreme Court you know, presentations there, you know, to with Trump and with the impeachment hearings. And he's also I think president of the university out in Texas. And but anyways, we went through, and you know, the DST is not, you know, it didn't just mushroom up. It is based on 100 years of U.S. major tax and judicial legislation. I mean, it began, of course, 100 years ago in with 1921 with the instigation of Section 1031, like-kind exchanges into the Internal Revenue Code. But then it also, of course, we've talked about it, it really has its basis in the 1933 Securities Act and the exemption for securities. But then it also, you know, there was also a Supreme Court case ruling in 1946, Howey v. SEC, that defined a security, that really put these DSTs squarely in the area of a security. And then in 1988, the Delaware enacted the Statutory Trust Act in 1988, which really gives us the freedom to be able to structure these trusts, these Delaware trusts. And then, of course, in 2004, we got the revenue ruling, 2004-86. And then ultimately in 2017, with the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, Trump preserved real property for 1031 exchange. So it's 100 years in the making. It was really forged. This legislation was just really forged over these 100 years. And it's truly an American thing. It's, you know, you don't see these kind of things in other countries. But this is a really American ingenuity and American capitalism at its finest to give people tax breaks, help them invest in real estate, and help them have income, you know, both for you know, retirement as well as other things.
And Section 1031 is very democratic, with a little d, from a small investor to a billionaire, but mostly the millionaire next door, like our parents.
Yes.
Regular folks that invested in real estate.
That's right.
Which raises a good question. What are you looking for in your Section 1031 replacement property?
In the replacement property, we're looking for an asset that's very stabilized. We're not looking, you know, we're not building something, developing something. We're not looking to take high risk. We like to say at Cornerstone that we like to hit singles and doubles.
Stable cash flow.
Stable cash flow. We like to see, you know, multifamily, we like to see, you know, 95% or greater occupancy. We like to see debt service coverage ratios of, let's say, you know, 2.5 or greater, so that, you know, you basically you're making your debt service with income that's 2.5 times or greater what the net income is from the property. We like to see high household income per unit. That's where the rent is just a fraction of the renter's, you know, overall income level. And when you get those three things, Lewis, when you get a high occupancy, you get a good debt service ratio, and you get high household income, it would have to be a catastrophe. I mean, it would be a huge, you know, economic situation, you know, for those properties to suffer damage and to, you know, not be able to make debt service. And even in those cases, typically you have the HUD lenders who would probably, you know, would in most cases, in those kind of dire economic situations, would grant forbearance on the loan. So it's almost foolproof if you get those three things, just rock solid, you know, preservation of capital. And then you have, you know, with multifamily, you've got the annual rent growth. So you're able to raise those rents. And you know the kind of rent growth we've been seeing the last year or two. It's that way you have a hard asset that keeps up with inflation, and yeah, you're getting the cash flow and the tax shelter. It's just, that's what we're looking for.
Let's do a comparison. Let's say one of our investors buys a net lease with a good tenant and 2% annual rent growth, compared to a multifamily and apartment DST in Richmond that went up 12% last year. Inflation is what, 7-8%, maybe more?
Yes.
Which is going to do better?
Absolutely, you're going to do better with the multifamily. Raising those rents every year, growing the NOI, you'll step up with inflation, and you'll come out, even if cap rates would expand, you'd still do better because you're growing that NOI, which is a part of the equation.
And the debt, right?
And the debt.
1031 has the debt offset rule. We have to have equal or greater debt on the replacement property. And Fannie Mae financing is better than almost any other financing.
Yes.
So it gives us a competitive advantage.
Lewis, that's an excellent point. You know, we have clients that oftentimes are coming out of property where they have no debt or they have low debt. And oftentimes we will place them into a property that may have very conservative debt, but let's say it's about 45 to 55% loan to value. Yes. So very conservative. But what's very interesting is that if there's the increase in the debt from the relinquished property level to the replacement property level, if there's any increase in debt, that additional debt becomes brand new tax basis.
Which and, gives them what? What does that give them?
It gives them tax shelter because if it's multifamily, you'll take that amount of the new debt and it's straight line makers over 27 and a half years. And then we combine that with any depreciation they're getting on their carryover adjusted basis. You put the two together and many times you're sheltering a very significant portion of your cash flow from federal and state income taxes.
And the icing on the cake is cost segregation to allocate to the less than 20-year assets and 100% bonus depreciation.
Yes, that's why we absolutely love Capital Square, is because you guys do these cost segregation studies. And that can spin off of that additional bonus depreciation, which further helps to shelter the passive income from these DSTs and can go against other passive income generators. And another thing, Lewis, is this debt, you think about incurring more debt, but this debt is non-recourse.
Yes.
First of all, and normally, you know, on non-recourse debt, the owner would have to sign the carve-outs for fraud and what we call the bad boy provisions.
Yes.
But with the DST debt, those are signed by the trustee. So what we like to call it an absolute non-recourse loan. There is no way that the investors will be liable for this debt. It doesn't appear in their credit reports. They don't have to service it. It does have that tax aspect of having additional bonus depreciation. Also, you get the appreciation on that part of the capital stack. So just, there's a lot of benefits there. So, of course, we like to see very conservative debt.
So it's good debt for 1031 because you have to offset debt with equal or greater debt. It's good debt for interest deduction purposes. The DST is confidential.
Yes.
Your name, investor's name, will never appear in the land records or anywhere else. Under Delaware law, your investor liability is completely limited. And so it's really become a much better mousetrap than strategies we used in earlier days.
Absolutely.
And the multifamily has really performed exceptionally. This is what we call down south a shaggy dog story. You familiar with that expression?
Yes.
You have California offices, they probably don't know what a shaggy dog story is, but 2 years and 4 months ago, our HR director said, you have to go home. You have to work from home. And she said, that's a new thing. You're road warriors. Just go home. It's not safe because of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And we have weekly calls on our properties to check the performance with asset managers. We have asset managers that oversee property managers who are on the ground leasing apartments and fixing them and interfacing with the tenants. And so pandemic hit, we're working from home, not knowing if the world was coming to an end. I mean, this was 2 years and 4 months ago. We really didn't know what it was going to be. And so I asked the asset management team, what's up with rent collection? They said 99%. And
wow.
I said 99%. They said, yes, our residents have jobs, they have money, they're working from home. And they said, you know, we have 10,000, now we have 11,000 residents. We called every one of them and we said, are you having a problem? Is there anything we can do to help you? And 99% said, no, I have a good job. I'm working from home. Mm-hmm. I just need a good, safe, clean place to live with fast Wi-Fi. And so the 99% was covered. Less than 1% had a problem.
Wow.
And we worked with them on the government programs. And so most months, 99% rent collected, some months over 100%. When the government would pay on those pandemic programs. And so
wow.
The properties, 40 some properties in the Southeast have performed above pro forma mm-hmm. during a global pandemic mm-hmm. when many parts of the economy were completely shut down. That proves the case as multifamily being a superior asset class than other things like net leases.
That's an amazing shaggy dog story, Lewis. We always like to say people need a place to live. And with the demographics being what they are, with immigration, with population growth, and then there's really an undersupply of development, you know, during these last two great economic crises we've seen over the last 20 years. It's really an asset class and that we love. And, you know, even during the pandemic, a lot of these deals that you do, Lewis, are in the suburbs. There are these beautiful suburb properties and people want to get out of the cities. And so there was even greater demand. So it really turned out to be an asset class that just really well performed during this unprecedented pandemic.
We're 4,000 housing units short in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a, you know, migration from the gateway cities to the southeast. And big companies are following because of the low cost of living, the friendly government. And so our apartments are 96-97% occupied. We don't want to be 100% occupied because when a tenant leaves, the rent goes up dramatically. And so we like the rent growth. Multifamily has been a more than a solid performer. It's been an absolutely amazing performer. And we appreciate your having faith in Capital Square and in the asset class. Shifting gears for a minute, I hear you're a TV star. I hear you on Dr. Gorka's TV show. Are you famous?
Well, I had my 15 minutes of fame, I think, Lewis. Yes, we're on the air with Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Yes.
His program is called America First. And I think it's very appropriate since, again, this DST is a very American development over the last 100 years and very uniquely American. And those shows, we're usually on in the afternoons. It could be Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. We get the note on Monday what day we're going to be on. But look for us on Dr. Sebastian's Gorka show, America First.
You are famous, and that is great information for the audience, for the radio audience again. How do they contact you? How do they get the book?
Yes, you can go to dstrealestate.com. That's dstrealestate.com. Type in the promo code Rogers. That's R-O-G-E-R-S.
That's
and
me.
And we will ship a free copy of our book, Modern Real Estate Investing, the Delaware Statutory Trust, to you ASAP. And Lewis, I believe we are going to have you on next week on Dr. Sebastian Gorka's show.
I can't wait. That'll be very exciting, John. Thanks for describing your role as a registered rep, helping so many 1031 exchange investors. I know many of our radio listeners can benefit from your help and expertise. So your email and your phone and your text will be ringing off the hook.
Thank you so much for having me on, Lewis. We love working with you. We love working with Capital Square, and we love DSTs and what we do. And we love to work with clients. So thank you so much.
That's great. Thank you, John. This is Capital Square. Everyone have a great day. Thanks, John.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
The Real Estate Show, sponsored by Capital Square Realty Advisors, LLC, is broadcast as an information service and includes opinions as to buying, selling, and holding various investments. However, the host, Lewis Rogers, is not licensed to give any financial, tax, or other investment advice or recommendations. Accordingly, any data and information discussed is provided for informational and entertainment purposes only and is not intended to be an offer or solicitation to invest in any particular investment. You should never make an investment decision based solely off the information discussed on this broadcast. If you are seeking investment, tax, or legal advice, you should consult with a registered investment advisor, financial, tax, or legal professional of your choosing. Opinions and views expressed on this broadcast are opinions and views based on research gathered through what we believe to be reputable sources. Although we believe these sources to be accurate and reliable, in no way do we represent or guarantee the accuracy thereof, nor the accuracy of the statements made on this broadcast. Listeners should independently verify all claims on this broadcast and conduct their own due diligence before investing in any securities or investments, including any mentioned on this broadcast. Investing in securities is highly speculative and carries a high degree of risk. Living in the street.